Item 12, establishment of 2011 quota, Chesapeake Area Recreational and Commercial Striped Bass Fishery.
How are you today?
Good.
Since 1997, striped bass in the Chesapeake Bay have been managed under a single quota, where the jurisdictions of Virginia, Maryland, the Potomac River Fisheries Commission each receive an allocation of this baywide quota. The 2011 baywide quota has been established as 8.8 million pounds. Virginia's quota is split equally between its recreational and commercial fisheries, so this translates to 1.43 million pounds per fishery in 2011. This is an abbreviated version of the Table 1 you have in your evaluation. It shows the Virginia recreational harvest and quotas and the commercial harvest and commercial quotas. The 2010 harvest data are not yet available, but we can see that in the past couple years, neither fishery has exceeded its quota. On average, from 1997 to 2009, the recreational fishery has been about 5.3% over quota, while the commercial fishery has been about 7% under quota. The baywide quota is calculated annually using the Maryland DNR Harvest Control Model. This takes into account the annual striped bass harvest levels, fishing natural mortality rates, and most importantly, the juvenile abundance data. And these factors go into calculating the exploitable stock biomass, the ESB. This is the amount of fish that will be exploitable or available for harvest. Each year, both Virginia and Maryland are required to conduct annual abundance index surveys in the Bay. And these surveys produce index values that can be compared year to year. Here are the Virginia abundance index values from 1991 to 2009. And the baywide quota estimate is most strongly influenced by fish aged 4 to 8. These are the hatched bars on this graph, 2003 to 2007. About 18% of 3-year-old striped bass are also harvested, which means they've reached that 18-inch mark. They're available for harvest. But by the age of 4, almost all striped bass have reached that 18-inch mark and will be available. So in this histogram, those critical cohorts from 2003 to 2007, 2003 was, you can see, a strong year. And since then, those index values have been about average. We can also look ahead at the 2008 bar, and we see that's about average too. Not particularly strong, not particularly weak either. And then we look at the same type of graph for Maryland, and again, 2003 was a stronger year, but after that, all the years have been below average. So that translates to fewer fish that will be available for harvest. And again, looking ahead to the future, the 2008, those fish will be available in 2012. So again, that will be a below average value of, so below average fish available for harvest in the future. And the 2011 exploitable stock biomass, this has the largest impact on quota. It is projected to be 7% less than in 2010. And those below average juvenile abundance index values I just showed you, those directly contribute to this decline in the ESB, the exploitable stock biomass. And quota decline is directly driven by this decline in the ESB. The 2011 baywide quota of 8.8 million pounds is therefore 7% less than the 2010 quota. There was a decrease in the quota from 2009 to 2010 as well, and that was a 6.3% decrease. The 2011 baywide quota is the lowest quota since 1997. This may present some risk for overages, as this quota amount was slightly exceeded by baywide harvest in both 2003 and 2006. So there is a risk that we haven't been faced before with this low of a quota. So finally, staff received no public comments in response to the advertised public notice.
Any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
My question is not on what you said, but what you didn't say. You did say that the Maryland DNR model is used, and Virginia, under that model, in this coming year, will receive about 2,800,000 pounds of fish. How many does Maryland receive?
I don't know the exact number, but I had the... We just receive a percentage every year, and I think our percentage is about 34. Theirs, I think, is 50-ish, 58,
how
52.
Much?
They receive 52% of that, so I don't know what that exact number
now,
is.
Now, how did they get 52 and we get
it's based
the lower number?
A 1996 agreement based on 1994 landings, so historical landings. I believe there is some negotiations that might be made looking to...
Is that fair to us, I guess, is the...
I think that's being discussed. I don't know what the progress is on that.
Okay.
Jack?
Well, you've agreed that it's been fair since the 1990s, but we have noticed that in recent years, Maryland and the Potomac River, who gets a share too, have not been catching all of their quota while we have. And that has caused us to initiate a dialogue of, you know, can we rethink these percentages that were once agreed to? And we've sort of been met with silence at this point, but we continue to force that debate to see if they might be willing to give us a little bit. It's a tough thing to change, as you can imagine.
I can imagine.
Even
yeah.
if you have unused quota, mm-hmm. there's a perception on the part of your fishermen that you're giving up something that they could have.
Well, I understand. And,
that's where it is. But we're going to continue to force that issue. See where it leads.
Good, because we haven't agreed since 1990. Somebody else might have. Thanks, Jack. Ernie's blaming you, Jack. Any further questions? Okay, this is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? If not, the matter is before the commission for action.
Move to take staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, seconded by Mr. Plumlee. Further discussion? All in favor of the discussion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.